Wouldn't it be great to have a magic pill that actually works every time and is super effective at helping with depression and anxiety? Well, in today's podcast, we are actually going to talk about quick and easy tips and tools that every busy mom needs to know in order to be happy and energized once again. Stay tuned. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. If you are sick and tired of trying to fight through this depression and anxiety journey all on your own, I totally get it. I have worked with so many people that are just done. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to fix it. And they're just ready for somebody to kind of take their hand and lead them. And if that's you, then we can totally connect and have a little chat and just make sure that what I do when I coach clients through depression and anxiety is something that could benefit you. It's a free call. You don't have to do anything or buy anything if you don't want to. I just go through a little bit about what I do, how I do it, and how it could work for you. And you can then make a decision, an informed decision, because that's what I believe we all should be able to do. So you can go ahead. There is a link in the description that will take you directly to my calendar, and you'll just book that free call and we'll hop on it and see where we can go from there. All right. Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Melanie Borbo, your host for the Ditching Depression for Busy Moms podcast. And I'm super excited you're here because do you know why I chose this topic today? Is because a lot of the people that I work with have either tried to be on medications, antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication. They've either tried and it hasn't worked, or they have not liked the side effects, so they stop. Or they're just so done with the whole thing. They don't even know. They just don't want to take any more pills. And so I know that there's a real need, to understand and to be able to implement natural remedies, natural ways to help, you know, beat or overcome depression and anxiety. And you know, that for me, it's always been, whenever I'm feeling like really stressed or really sad or really angry or any kind of real raw emotion, I need to get outside. I've learned that years ago, that if I can get outside when I'm having those emotional breakdowns, if I can get outside, specifically in the nature, like near trees, near water, I am going to come out of it so much quicker. I actually told my husband when we were dating, I said, okay, if I'm ever having a really bad day and I'm just really, really grumpy, you better get me outside. Don't take me to the mall, but take me outside. Take me to the lake. Take me to the, you know, go for a hike or something. And to this day, he still does that. He's just like, you know, I remember a time when I had just, I'd been hurt so badly by someone that I loved. And I won't get into that here today, but I'd just been hurt so badly. And I was just sick, like just devastated that this person could hurt me the way that they had. And you know what he says? He says, come on, honey, let's go. At that point we had a Goldwing motorbike, and he's like, honey, let's go for a bike ride. And you know, you don't feel like it, right? When you're so down and so in that dark place, I was just like, oh, I don't feel like it. I just want to go hide in my room and, you know, bury my head or something. But he knew that it would be good for me. And so we jumped on the bike and we took off and we went to a lake. And it was the best thing for me because I got to, you know, I got to sit quietly as we rode on the motorbike, because you can't really talk on a motorbike. And but then I got to be, and I got to breathe in that fresh air, and I got to just, you know, kind of grieve, right? And the whole thing, the whole experience just made me feel so much better. I mean, did I still have the pain? Yes. Was my heart still broken? Yes. But at least I was able to function after that little motorbike trip. And so that is what we're going to talk about today, is I want you to have some natural remedies, some natural lifestyle things that you can just know work. Like, you just know that they're going to work. You don't have to get a prescription from a doctor. You don't have to go see a doctor. You don't have to do anything. You can just get up and get these ones in somehow into your life. And I promise you, you will feel better. So what are these things? The first one is, the first one that I have written down, not necessarily the most important, they're all important, but is sunshine. Sunshine is so important. We need sunshine on our skin. And there's reasons for this, not just because it feels good, which it does, but bright light, such as the sun, can actually increase our serotonin production in the daytime, which treats depression and fatigue and anxiety. So, I mean, a lot of these drugs that people go on have, they increase the serotonin, right? And so that's what the sun does naturally for us. But also, the other thing that it does is that it, if we have bright light exposure in the daytime, it actually increases our melatonin levels at night, which helps us then sleep better, have a more restful sleep, which actually helps combat depression and anxiety as well. So sunshine. Sunshine is a huge one. We need that vitamin D. It's needed for serotonin and melatonin production. So you want to get sunshine first thing in the morning, as early in the morning as you can. Now, if you, like me, live in a place where it is dark for a long time in the morning and it's cold and it's winter, there is something called light therapy, which is you can use bright lights, like actually 10,000 lux or more. Not just your normal light bulb, but you can get my friend calls them the happy lamps. You can get these things and you can actually sit in front of this thing each morning for a little while, and it will just improve your mental health, right? Just increase your frontal lobe activity. Really, really amazing thing. So, but if you can get outside, sunshine is obviously your best, because sunshine can actually get up to 50,000 lux on a nice sunny day. So the power of the sun is obviously more than anything we can do inside. But still, if you can't get out there, or it's not sunny, or it's, you know, whatever, or if it's just too hard to get outside when you're really in a dark place, then those little happy lamps are fantastic. A fantastic second alternative. The next one is fresh air. Fresh air is amazing, because guess what fresh air does? It actually has negative ions that have been shown to both treat and prevent depression, as well as anxiety. Like I've seen, you know, like I mentioned, I've seen just getting outside that, and I think I told this story on another podcast, but one time I was trying to do some computer work. I was working and I was so stressed and I was just getting really anxious because nothing was working and I was super frustrated. And my dog at the time kept whining, wanting to go outside, but wouldn't actually go outside when I'd go to the door. The dog wouldn't actually go outside. And I was getting super frustrated because I was already frustrated, already stressed out. And I'm like, okay, what is your problem? Like, I don't understand. And so I sat down for the third time after trying to let my dog out. And the dog wouldn't go out. And I was, at that point, I was in something weird, something really dark had come over me. And I was having these really bad thoughts, like just really hopeless, you know, like, what are you even doing this for? No one's even going to care. You're such a loser. You're so, you know, you're so worthless. These were the thoughts that were coming into my head. And I was just like, well, you know, I wasn't thinking to even fight back against him at that point. But get this, God used my dog to get me outside. Because my dog would not go outside until I actually went outside with him. And once I went outside and I started walking in the fresh air, breathing in the fresh air, and just realizing how stressed and all these horrible thoughts that were in my head, all of a sudden now my brain was clear and I was able to go, oh, that was a really dangerous place to be, right? But my dog got me out, because I wouldn't have went on my own, because I was, you know, just in this, whatever, in this crazy space where I thought I had to get something done. And so fresh air can change things. Fresh air and sunshine can change things. Absolutely, 100%. And the other big one that goes really, really good with them, hand in hand with both of them, is exercise. Exercise is so, it's such a powerful, it is probably one of the best antidepressants that I know of. And it works quick. You don't have to wait for weeks for this pill to kick in. You can get exercise, get your blood moving, get your circulation going. That's going to improve your brain function and it's going to regulate your mood. So as soon as you start to exercise, as soon as you start to raise your heartbeat, you will actually process a large amount of oxygen. You will increase your energy level and it will help you feel really good. So now think about this. If you combine all of these, sunshine, fresh air, and exercise, man, are you going to kick depression around a little bit. It's not going to control you anymore. You're going to get to say, hey, no, listen, back the truck up. Get out, right? Get out. And the other thing that's so amazing is gardening. Now, get this. I got this email about gardening and mental health the other day, and I was just like, whoa, this is so fantastic. I have to share this with you guys. This article, there was a bunch of stuff, but these are some of the highlights that I took out of this article that was actually Dr. Neil Nedley, who has the Depression and Anxiety Recovery Program, actually sent this email out. And these are some of the highlights, like I mentioned. So gardening combines the perfect recipe for well-being: sunlight, fresh air, movement, nature, and a sense of accomplishment. Now, studies have shown that being outside and being around plants has many benefits. Obviously, we just talked about it, the sunlight offers vitamin D. The fruits and veggies that you grow are going to improve your diet, and gardening can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, and it improves overall life satisfaction. Even indoor plants can provide an improved air quality, better cognition, and a relaxed physiology. That's just from plants. Isn't that amazing? You know, I've got this amazing little garden in my home now. It's an aeroponic growing system. It's called a tower garden. And so it's got every 45 minutes, water runs over the roots of this thing for 3 minutes. And the other thing is that these lights, big, huge, shiny LED lights, stay on for, I've got my timer set for 16 hours. So now talk about amazing therapy. I've got this thing set up in my office. And so when I come in here, the lights are on. It doesn't take very long before the water's run in. There's green, healthy, beautiful plants. And man, does that improve my mental health in a big, big hurry. You know, I just have to come in and I've got a rocking chair now sitting beside my tower garden so that I can just soak it up. So I'll grab a book or I'll grab, you know, my journal or whatever, and I'll just sit there. I'll just sit and I just feel like I could close my eyes and I could be somewhere tropical. I don't know if you like tropics, but I love hot, heat, sun, water, sand, like all that stuff. But this is such an amazing, not to mention that the produce, all the leafy greens and stuff that I'm growing on here are amazing, but the atmosphere that it creates really, truly is powerful for mental health. That's what I'm finding. I'm just like, come sit in here. I'll say to my husband, come sit in here. It feels so good. And I can't help but smile when even my indoor plants, my other indoor plants, I can't help but smile when I see growth, right? When I see new leaves come or new flowers come, or better yet, new fruit or vegetables come. So there is something so powerful. And you know why all of these things work so well together? Because this is the way God designed it. God designed us to be active, to be in nature, to be close to his creation, right? We're not supposed to sit in front of the TV all the time. We're not supposed to be in dark bedrooms all the time. And we're definitely not supposed to be alone all the time. None of these things are good for our mental health. But yet, that's what happens to so many people once they start to go into a place of depression or they've got anxiety. They want to pull in on themselves. They want to be in the dark. They want to, you know, kind of become a hermit. And that is the worst thing for mental health. The worst thing. We were not created to be alone. We were not created to be an island, as they say. We should be out getting fresh air, getting sunshine on our skin, you know, working with our hands. All these things are very, very important. So I hope this blesses you. There's lots more things that I could share, but I like to keep my podcasts kind of, you know, like a nice little chunk that you can do in an easy amount of time. So quickly, if you are feeling super down or if you got major anxiety, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you, even though it's probably going to be really hard for you if you're in that really dark place. It's going to be hard, but that's okay. But I'm going to challenge you to get up and at least, at the very least, open up your curtains and open up your bedroom window or your living room window, wherever you spend the most time. Open it up and let that fresh air come in. Don't be afraid of it. Let it in. And as you're getting up and moving, even if it's too scary to go outside right now, like I get it. Some people are really got a lot of anxiety about going outside or going shopping or any of those things. But get moving. Start walking around your house. Start walking around your apartment, right? Get the fresh air in. Get the sunshine. Like start to see it. See the sunshine with your eyes. And then find some way to garden. You know, even if you can't have a big garden or if it's too much, just get some little plants. Get some beautiful little plants to put in your house. And there's growing things that you can, you know, like little growing lights and things that you can buy that you could just have sitting on your counter. The tower garden is an amazing thing. I'll put a link in the description if you want to know more about that tower garden and how to get it. And, and the other thing I was going to say about exercise, walking is one of the best exercises, right? So most people, unless there's some kind of disability or some kind of, you know, whatever, most people can walk at least a little bit to start. And so that's what I would challenge you. Get some fresh air, get some sunshine, and go for a little walk. If you haven't done much for exercise, start walking. If you can't get physically outside, there is these, what are they called? Walk at home videos on YouTube. I love them. And when it's 40 below here and everything is icy and cold and gross, I will do walking videos lots of times because I'm like, I need to move, but it's not friendly for me to go outside. So you can, like I say, you can find them. Just go to YouTube, put walk at home, and these videos will come up and you can, it's amazing what you can do in a short amount of time and with very little space. So I would, that would be my challenge for you all that are listening. And I would love to hear how this actually works for you. I'd love to hear what your feedback is, if you've done it, if you've never done it. So go ahead and either leave a review if you can, or you can email me at melanie@ditchingdepression.com and let me know. Or if you have questions or comments or anything about, you know, what you might hear, I'm definitely down for that to answer questions and help you in any way that I can. So I pray that this blesses you. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.